this bulletin, Indigenous artists becomes the first Australian to win the prestigious Golden Lion Award at the Venice Biennale. Treasurer Jim Chalmers tells Australians to expect a responsible federal budget. And the opposition leader criticised for not releasing the coalition's nuclear policy. The jury that chose Indigenous artist Archie Moore for one of the world's most prestigious prizes says his work offers a glimmer of hope, as well as acknowledging the loss and pain in First Nations history. The Gamila Roy and Bigambal artist has won the Gold Lion at the 60th Venice Biennale, often called the Olympics of the art world, for his installation Kith and Kin. The work includes a hand-drawn family tree in chalk tracing more than 2,400 generations, as well as a floating installation featuring more than 500 documents that reference Indigenous deaths in custody. The International Jury President, Julia Bryan Wilson, says the work was chosen for its strong aesthetic and its representation of shared loss.
In this quietly powerful pavilion, Archie Moore worked for months to hand-draw with chalk a monumental First Nations family tree. Thus, 65,000 years of history, both recorded and lost, are inscribed on the dark walls as well as on the ceiling, asking viewers to fill in blanks and take in the inherent fragility of this mournful archive.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton has been criticised for not releasing details for the coalition's nuclear policy. Details for the energy policy were due to be released before the May budget, but Mr. Dutton says he will hold off on announcing the details, partly due to the two recent stabbing incidents in Sydney. The details would include the location and costs of proposed nuclear power stations. Labour MP Mark Tisowait told Sky News that Australians want to see the details.
This is their signature policy, and the Australian people have the right to know what this policy is all about, particularly where the coalition are planning to situate these nuclear power plants.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the global economy is fraught and fragile ahead of the government May budget. He listed five key factors behind this unpredictable global outlook, including inflation in North America, slowing growth in China, rising tensions in the Middle East and Eastern Europe, fragmenting supply chains and a transforming global economy. Treasurer Chalmers says the budget will downgrade forecasts for growth in most of the biggest economies. He added that the budget is not expected to return as much revenue as previous budgets and will continue to focus on inflation. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says Australians must be kept safe from alarming scenes on social media following the refusal by Company X to remove graphic footage and false theories related to Sydney's recent stabbing attacks. She told Channel 7 ex-owner Elon Musk doesn't dictate to the Australian government around its social media policies. A general strike paused all businesses in the West Bank on Sunday after a two-day Israeli raid in Tulkarem that killed 14 Palestinians. Palestinian health authorities say of the 14 Palestinians killed in the raid on Saturday, two have been identified by Palestinian officials as a gunman and a 16-year-old boy, and it was one of the heaviest casualty tolls in the West Bank in months. Shop owner Jody Nacha spoke following the events.
The budget will have a premium.
The strike is sympathy for our people in the north. It feels difficult to us for every martyr and every child who falls. What's required from us is that we sympathize with our brothers, because believers are brothers. What happened in the north is a little thing in front of what happened in Gaza.
Hundreds of people have marched through Niger's northern city of Agadez to demand the departure of United States troops from the military base there. This comes a day after sources said an agreement had been reached between Niger and U.S. authorities to commence the withdrawal. There were around 1,000 U.S. troops in Niger as of last year, operating out of two bases, including a drone base built in central Niger, at a cost of more than $100 million. The base had been used to target Islamic State militants and an Al-Qaeda affiliate in the Sahel region. Protester Ramatu Usman explains why they are protesting against the U.S. presence.
Our presence is just about the Americans leaving. It's just about the Americans leaving. We want the Americans to leave our town because they've been doing nothing for a few years now and we've seen nothing of them. So we want them to leave our region for good.
And to sport in AFL, the Sydney Swans have delivered a stunning 53-point win over the Gold Coast Suns, kicking 8 consecutive goals across the second half of the game. The game ended 110-57 in a bitter defeat for the Suns, who thrashed Hawthorn by the same margin last week. Tom Papley was the star of the show with 3 goals from 13 touches, setting the over 35,600 strong crowd into a frenzy. Swan star recruit Brody Grundy spoke to Fox Sports reporters after his 200th game.
Look, I remember on my 100th game, I didn't really stop and smell the roses, and obviously there's been a lot that's happened in the last sort of 100, and definitely stopping and smelling these roses, that's for sure.
Now having a look at the weather around the country, Broome mostly sunny, 33, Perth sunny, 30, Adelaide similar forecast, 22 degrees, Melbourne partly cloudy, 18, Hobart mostly sunny, 19, Albury-Wodonga sunny, 23, Canberra partly cloudy, 20, Wollongong showers, 20, Sydney same conditions, 22, Newcastle rain, 21, Brisbane also rainy, 25, Townsville sunny, 28, Cairns partly cloudy, 30, Alice Springs similar forecast, 25, Darwin mostly sunny, 35, and the Torres Strait Islands a sunny day ahead and a top of 30 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.